You're listening to my Soulful Selling Stories series running every day until the 1st of May with daily mini interviews, all to celebrate the first birthday of my Soulful Sales Society membership, which, by the way, has just reopened for a very limited time until May the 1st. You can read more at ruthpoundwhite.com/SSS. This is my flagship membership where you will get the strategy and support you need to sell daily with ease and totally transform your selling and launch experience to suit your mind and body. And from the 7th of May, we're also going to run a live version of the famous Sell Every Day Challenge for 10 days, which is going to kick things off for you in the best way. So as well as this interview series, I'm also doing something extra special to mark the first anniversary of the membership with a daily bonus bonanza. Every day the doors are open, I'm going to add a new tool, training, or mindset process to support you in your selling journey. This is in addition to the laid-back launching trainings, the sales mindset, and the soft selling trainings, plus all the support you get from me in the form of regular Q&As, mindset sessions, and sales check-ins. Basically, everything you need to be supported, to sell more often, to sell more easily, and to make more sales of your offers, including implementation weeks to encourage you to actually get the work done. So if you want to find out more about the Soulful Sales Society, head to ruthpoundwhite.com/SSS to find out more and to see today's new bonus. Enjoy. Does something feel out of integrity about the way you were always taught to sell and launch? Or does it just feel impossible to think of selling as easy or gentle? If so, today's episode is for you. Welcome to the Soulful Sales Show, where we talk about believing in the value of your offers, getting them in front of your right people, and selling more of what you do in your unique way. Hi, and welcome back to another episode of the Soulful Sales Show. Today we have another Soulful Selling Story with Moira Fuller, who is here to talk about her shift from selling via big launch events 2 to 3 times a year to soft and easy daily selling. Moira Fuller is a business strategist and coach who helps online business owners shift from overwhelm and frustration in day-to-day tasks to having their business run around them. Think strategy, systems, and light touch outsourcing. She works one-to-one with clients and has a number of self-study courses on specific areas. I love what Moira shared about the mindset shifts that led to a real practical difference in the way she is selling, and that allows her to do it all in a way that now feels in integrity with her values and who she is. So enjoy this conversation. So beyond the official bio, would you be able to just introduce you and your work and maybe even how you came to do what you do in your business?
Yeah, of course. So hi, everyone. I'm Moira Fuller. I'm a business strategist and systems coach, and I help people who are overrun with the day-to-day things in their business, feeling really overwhelmed, put in the strategies, systems, light touch outsourcing, so their business runs more around them rather than them doing all the things. So how I came to that, organizations always kind of run through my veins. I used to be an event manager at an exhibition centre in the UK, then went on to manage a venue up in Yorkshire where I'm now based. But had that kind of call to do my own business. So launched and grew a subscription box business. Grew that from literally packing the boxes on our kitchen table to multi-6-figure turnover, and then sold that business. And then alongside it was teaching people how to launch and grow a subscription box business as well. So I had that kind of background in running these different businesses, both as the day job and then running my own businesses. And through all of it, systems were the thing that kept things ticking over and allowed me to move further than I might have done if I wasn't ready to, you know, release some of those bitty things that we can hang on to for a little bit too long. So when I've been supporting people, when I've been helping people, that's the bit I just kept coming back to. So decided to focus entirely on doing that because it makes such a significant difference to everything else we do in the business. You know, how we spend our time is how we have our lives, how our businesses run, and what we're capable of doing within them.
So true. So true. Thank you for sharing that. So today specifically, we're going to talk about how you sold, I guess, in your previous business and this business. And the specific topic that you suggested diving into was how you went from doing 2 launch events a year, because that was the way that you thought you had to sell, to now seeing daily selling as actually something really doable, soft, and easy. So can you tell us a little bit about, maybe a little bit more about, like, why the two launch events a year and how it felt when you were selling that way?
Yeah, so I'm thinking specifically here of when I was teaching people how to grow a subscription box business. That I had a course, it was a kind of A to Z course on how to launch and grow your business. And I went through one of those big programs that we all probably know of that teaches you how to create a course and how to sell that course. And there are a number of them, so I'm not going to point anyone out individually, because I have done various trainings in this vein, where it is fairly like, do this, do this, do this, these are the steps. And with these bigger courses, it was all around, you know, you do two or three launches a year, it's a whole big hoo-ha, you do these live events, you run multiple webinars, you have the emails, you have the social, all of that. And I followed along with that because I was new and I was kind of like, okay, you're telling me exactly what I need to do here. That's brilliant. I'll follow along with that. And then I learned more about consent-based marketing and some of the things that I think I had certainly taken as norms in marketing that actually were quite manipulative. And the more I became aware of that, the more I kind of questioned what I'd just taken as follow the rule book to be more, okay, but how do I feel about that? Now I understand a little bit more about what's going on at the surface here. How do I feel about that? How do I feel about this one? And in a way, that kind of turned me off selling entirely. Aside from the roller coaster aspect of launching, where you have this intensity, everything is riding on these two or three launches a year, compared to being in a place where you can be welcoming money into your business all the time. So as I say, I kind of had a bit of a rethink on marketing in general, selling in general, about the time I pivoted my business from doing the subscription box stuff to what I'm doing now with the systems and strategy. And I found it very hard to get going again with selling, because I was just questioning everything and questioning how it felt to sell and whether it felt in integrity, and just kind of really reviewing all of it, and discovered Soulful Sales Society about that time, which was just such a blessing. And I think it almost came into my life and I was meant to be in it when I came across and discovered it, because it was helping me to understand that selling could be soft. In the past, selling had felt like something quite rigid, like there was a brittleness to it, whereas understanding that selling could be something incredibly soft and almost like it's just part of your day to day. And I don't think if you told me in the past I could make that mental shift, I'd be giving you the old raised eyebrow and thinking, really, is that possible? And I love it now. So I don't know if you want me to talk a little bit about the challenge that you ran and how I've continued that.
I'll get to that. Thank you. I love what you're sharing so far. I'm just curious. So what felt rigid, obviously, the fact that you had everything riding on these couple of big launches a year, which I know I talk to a lot of people about that. Like I do launches, but I don't only do launches because I do feel like it is so much pressure. And also it probably works better for some people than it does for others, obviously. But apart from literally the kind of rigid sort of format, like doing big launches, what else about selling specifically wasn't gelling with you? Like what didn't feel in integrity about the way you were selling, if you don't mind sharing? Because I think that we all have these moments where we realize this.
Yeah, I think selling felt like going into character. Like it didn't feel like it was an extension of me and how I show up. It was like, okay, now I'm going to go into this selling mode and follow these steps. I think some of the things that maybe fell out of integrity, and partly it's stuff that I recognized I was taught, and partly was recognizing ways I had been sold to that really didn't feel comfortable. So the way that immediately comes to mind is, as part of the webinars, you go, okay, so you have two paths ahead of you. Path A if you do this, or path B if you buy my widget and then you do that. And I think so many people have been taught that, and it's not taking into mind the complexity of us as human beings, and actually there's a lot more than two paths available to us to get somewhere. I was in a membership, not membership, a kind of a mastermind group, where they actually said later on in the training that in the group that they know that after about 3 months, people are in a good place within that 12-month program. So at 3 months, they did a lot of launching stuff to sign up for your second year. And I did that. And that afterwards, I was like, I shouldn't have, it was too early. But the fact they actually said, we know that after 3 months, people are at a high point. That's when we then sell year two with like all these shiny things that you can get if you join in, just felt super manipulative. And even though I got a huge amount of the training, I did not like that aspect of being sold to, particularly when I realized there was an underlying decision-making process behind that. And I think that just got me questioning all aspects of selling and where was I learning things that were manipulative that I just thought were the industry norms.
Yeah, and I'm not surprised that you went through this phase where you just totally, I can't remember how you described it, but like lost your drive to be selling. Because I think I can relate to this, like doing things myself and then seeing it in a, like once you see something and you can't unsee it, it shifts everything and it takes some time to figure it out. So let's talk about that process of figuring out. I mean, obviously you said you came into the membership and things started to shift and in a way that past you would never have thought that you would feel the way that current you feels about selling. What did shift for you? What helped you to feel more confident selling in a more authentic, I guess, way to you?
I think it was partly practical and partly mindset. On the mindset part, it was the training you have on connecting with the why you're doing the thing. It's that thing from feeling like by selling, you are saying to other people, hey, give me money. Hey, buy my widget, give me money. Everything I'm doing here is about me having money in my bank account. And that can feel super uncomfortable in so many ways. And actually seeing selling more as this is a value exchange. I am here to help you. There are various ways you can work with me and get help from me, from free things to paid for things, and really tapping into the transformation and the support I give people so that when I'm coming to selling, it's not like by my widgets, like, oh my goodness, I can help you so much with this. Here's how we can work together. So that was a fundamental shift. And seeing, like, it's quite difficult to say without kind of having that click in your brain, how that shifted past me to current me in terms of my thinking around selling. But it just suddenly felt softer. It's less about me and money. It's more about who am I working with? And yes, I make money so I can have a living, like, of course. But it's more about that value exchange and very much then more about the person I'm supporting rather than about me. And that just made it feel so much easier.
Oh, yeah, so important. And practically speaking, what does soft, easeful, daily type selling actually look like for you?
Yeah, so the thing I love most about the idea of daily selling, so there's a challenge that you ran for, it was sell every day for a month. And I approached it because I'd done ones you'd done before, like sell every day for a week. I was like, great. Particularly if they coincided with a launch I was already planning to do. It's like like a mini launch. But the sell every day for a week, it was like, okay, I can think of seven things or five things to do if I'm doing working days. Sell every day for a month just was like, oh, that's a different thing entirely. Mm-hmm. And what I really like about that is that you cannot then be out and shiny. You know, I'm an introvert. I love people, but I'm an introvert. I can't be out and shiny every single working day because that's just not the way I'm wired. What I loved about that was it encouraged me to think about the days when I feel like I've got more out energy. Like, okay, great. I'm writing some emails or I'm recording some stuff or I'm doing things that are more visible in the world. And the days where I'm maybe not in that kind of energy, I can do more behind the scenes stuff like set up a Tripwire page or apply for some bundles, the kind of things you can do, you know, while you're having a cup of tea, and it just feels much easier. And having that variety as well, like you have that 50 different ways to sell. And it's just so fun to go through that because you start to see it in a much broader way than just emails, social sales pages. Like there's so many different things we can do to sell. And it's that compounding effect of having all those different things in place just brings more people into your world and helps them see the different ways they can work with you.
Yeah, I think it's like a mindset shift that then shows you practical ways. It once you have that mindset shift, more opportunities are presented to you to sell. Like you just see them, you just notice them and can implement them. And yeah, that's what I see in everyone doing this challenge. And that's how I definitely sell in my own business as well. I'm curious, because of your expertise with like all things systems and all of that, how do the systems support you to sell regularly?
I have, so you have a, and this is a very soft system, but you have a sheet, which is a kind of like, here's your prompt sheet for every day. And I have that tab permanently open. And that little nudge to my brain every day, I look at it, go, oh, yeah, I'm supposed to sit. What can I do today to say, oh, I can do this thing, or I've done this thing already. That's helpful. With marketing, like I'm all like I will have a whole marketing system to do with basically capturing ideas, repurposing content, and an easy way to take a kind of glimmer of an idea, capture it, and then turn it into a piece of content that either you can use or you can delegate to one of your team to use. So I have that system in place already. And I think it's also layering in systems, particularly within your website, where people come in and find you, they maybe sign up for a freebie, and you're kind of taking them into this ecosystem of how they can work with you. And that can seem like a big old mighty project, but actually it's just about like, oh yeah, I could do this today. Oh yeah, I can put a pop-up on this. Oh yeah, I could do this thing over here. So the systems aspect of selling is, I think, both the kind of outward marketing, you can have a whole system for that, is something that I have. Mine is called the Marketing Content Goldmine. Just a little side plug for that.
I'll happily share that I have bought that and I'm using it and I love it.
Oh, wonderful. That's great to hear. So there's the kind of that helps you organize the like stuff that you're putting out to be visible in the world. But then it's also actually having your site set up to sell for you, and kind of leveraging what happens when someone gets to your site.
Thank you so much for sharing that. And just a final question before we wrap things up. What is your biggest win, lesson, or mindset shift since being part of the Soulful Sales Society membership?
Is definitely that selling can be gentle and it can be a daily activity. And I think that's huge, because if you ask me how I feel about selling every day, even now, I'll be like, oh, like my identity is not someone who sells every day, but actually it also is. And it can be gentle and it can be soft. And that's such a transformation from how I used to think about selling, particularly having felt a bit burnt out by it as well.
Thank you so much. So, where can people go to find out more about you and to benefit from some of your wonderful systems work?
So my website is moirafuller.co.uk. That's MoiraFuller. And my Instagram is moirafuller_. So yeah, you can have a look there. One of the freebies I have, and I think Ruth's probably going to link to this as well, is the Profit and Priority Planner. Again, it's going back to that, how we spend our time is what our businesses look like, what our lives look like. And that free resource is all around looking at what your true financial goals are. So not like six-figure, multi-six, like you, what are your actual financial goals? And then what are your offerings, your services that you are planning to do or do? How will they help you get there? Both from a financial point of view, but also how they fit in your ecosystem and how it feels to run them, like energetically, do you enjoy doing them? Are they fun to do?
Perfect. Thank you so much. All those links will be in the show notes. Thank you, Moira. Loved this conversation.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much. And thank you for creating the Soulful Sales Society as well.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Soulful Sales. If you have a moment to rate and review, know that it really does make a difference. And if you'd like to carry on the conversation, then you can connect with me on Instagram at Ruth Poundwhite, sign up to my newsletter at ruthpoundwhite.com/newsletter, or my personal favorite, join me inside the low ticket membership at ruthpoundwhite.com/membership. And keep doing what you're doing, because your work really does matter. And don't forget to keep tuning back in for daily mini Soulful Selling Stories interviews from now until the 1st of May. Plus, head to ruthpoundwhite.com/SSS to find out more about the Soulful Sales Society membership, where you're going to get access to the laid back launching, sales mindset, and soft selling trainings. You're going to get regular support from me in the form of Q&A, mindset sessions, and sales check-ins, plus the Sell Every Day Challenge that so many of these interviews have been raving about, as well as regular implementation weeks to encourage you to actually get the work done. And if that wasn't enough, there's also a new bonus being added every day until the 1st of May. So head to ruthpoundwhite.com/SSS to find out what that bonus is. I can't wait to support you to sell more your way.